the end of the parasha, it always disturbed me. We have a few mahalachim on it. The last keli, I think you know mahalachim, it's on the wiki printed up. The last keli, yes, the last keli is Merchak Torah, since Merchak Torah is passed for truma, where all the other keli are. So why is it taka at the end of parasha's kisisa? We came to somewhere in the Kazakh, because the Gemara says, in Brochus, there's no anos aguf bichlal. It's only anos neshama. Why is that? That's the reich. Chush reich. Chush reich is the only chush where only the neshama is nene v'meno. That means that the chush reich is noki. The chush reich is a reina. Is a clean. Chush reich is a clean. Is a completely clean chush. It's only the neshama. In other words, it's zach. It's completely pure. It's only the neshama. There's nothing else. Hano is a shver zach. Mitzvah lav lahan is nitna, because it's a ruchni. Pshat is the hano is ruchni. Hano is ruchni. Hano is neshama. It's a gewaltige zach. It's the loss of Lord the tzaddikim. Nehne mizivashchina. The biggest zach is hano. Down here in this world, we gave us the whole Torah on it. On the Indian that for hano. So why is the any type of hano? Because down here, if you go up there, so then you do have hano. So that's the same nekuda. So hano sareach is a hano which is kulei hano lemala. It's kulei hano v'ganeden. That's why the last words, three words of Shir Shirim is al hori b'somim. The last word of Shir Shirim is b'somim. Shir Shirim, and that's referring to the b'somim ganeden. So the whole ganeden is b'somim. The whole and b'somim is a hano. It's a hano sareach. The whole ganeden is a hano sareach. Down here, Hanos Reach corresponds to a Reina Hanok, a complete pure Hanok, without any sig, without any psoilus of the Gufa Nipichal. Remember, in last week's Rosh Hashanah, it's Truma, and we could be Truma as Lilishmi. Lilishmi means it's got to be rain, it's got to be clean, it's got to be pure. Lilishmi, it's got to be pure. The Mishkan told the person walked into the Mishkan, he saw Bilti Lashem Levadai. He saw the Musag of completely Bilti Lashem Levadai. There's no Cheshboinus. No cheshbonos. Moshe Rabbeinu, so that was the whole zach of Lilishmi. Lilishmi is kol kulei without any. So the beginning of this week's parasha is atat tzavik cholecha shemen zay zoch. The shemen has to be shemen zay zoch, pure. But some English is a mokum where the motives are pure. The motives are pure. It's bintir Hashem levade. And so I see the Moshe. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe told Rabbeinu, ve'asisa bigde kodesh le'aron achich. Ve'ato, when you take Aaron HaKohen, make him the Kohen Gadol. And make begodim for Aaron HaKohen, the Chavad Lesefaris. It's a shver zach. You know, that's why there's usually two rebbes. One rebbe should make the bigger Chavad Lesefaris, one brother for the other brother. But this is the parasha of Bilti Lashem Levadai. Bilti Lashem Levadai is the Rebbe Shalom says, Ve'ata hakriv leches Aaron Achicha, make a big day kodesh Aaron Achicha. Moshe Rabbeinu is no cheshbonos. Bilti Lashem Levadai is this brother, that brother. Bilti Lashem Levadai. Bilti Lashem Levadai is pure motives. So that's the Shemen Zay Zoch. The Shemen Zay Zoch is the purity, is the Bilti Lashem Levadai of the whole Mishkan. And that's why the Mishkan, we know, is the kapara for the Chet Egel. The Chet Egel, the kapara, is all from the Chet of the Nochash. The Nochash, Pshat is the Chet of Adam Rishon says, Vayush Neymar Rumum, V'nois Pashoshu, we discussed, it says the Sephona, that everything was only built in Hashem Nevada. There's no tznias, there's no busha, there's no, everything is Memela, built in Hashem Nevada. Everything, every Aver is Memela, built in Hashem Nevada. What did the Nochash say? V'yisim kelekim. Psh, wow, you mamish, v'yisim kelekim. You can also get something out of it. If you eat from the Itzadaz, bistoicha mensh. Bistoicha dos. You can get something out of it. He was oike the whole Indian of Bilti Lashem Levadai. Forget. Nachash only thinks of himself. It's not rain, it's not pure. Esav is ki tzayid bepiv. Tzayid bepiv. So the Hilgur Ren Snapshot says, in Yaris Tavash, tzayid bepiv means by him, everything was in his peh. But in his heart, he was only thinking of himself. So Esav is mamish, he's the hemshech of the Nachash. He's completely, it's completely obvious, ki tzayid bepiv. Of the Yid. The Yid is to be the beginning of Bilti Lashem Levadai, and that's the whole tachlis. That's the whole tachlis of the Mishkan, and that's why we discuss one a different mahalach. We discuss once where Kotchim begins, Vachim begins with Shlei Lishma, the first Mishnah of Shlei Lishma. Shlei Lishma Pasha means we discuss another inyan. There's nothing else. It's Atuat Shlei Nivroil and differently. According to what we say now, it's got to be rain. The whole inyan of the Mishkan is it's got to be pure. You can't mix in something else. It's got to be pure ruchnis. You can't mix in your own things. can't mix in your own things. So kavana shalad shma is no good, because it's got to be pure. It's got to be 100% pure. So that's the parasha. That's the parasha of mechini yom sifchal. Moshe Rabbeinu showed that there's nothing of himself. There's no himself bechlal over here bechlal. There's no himself bechlal. When there's no himself bechlal, that's the parasha. That's megala. That's the parasha mechini. No, that's the parasha of ata tzavim. That's the nakud of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Yidua that the Chaim HaKadosh, I think, says the Chaim HaKadosh, Yis Shemazai Zach corresponds to Torah Lishma. Ato is the Aleph Tov, Hey, the Aleph Til Tov, and the Hey, five final letters. Zach is 27 letters of the Aleph base. So a person's learning the Heilige Torah, you've got to learn Torah Pasha Doisi, it's the Torah itself. And that's the Hamshach of the Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashpiyat HaKlal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koch to Mashpiyat HaKlal, Vata Tetzav is B'nai Yisrael, Higolach HaShem Azai Zach. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Klal Yisrael, the Musik, the whole Musik of Bilti Lashem Levadai. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Nar Dorish and a Nar Makayim. He made big Vasitza big Dekuna, big Dekoydish, Aaron Achicha, Al-Chovet Zavoros. And half the parish is about take Aaron Akoin and elevate Aaron Akoin. And one brother is taking the other brother and he's elevating him. That's the Nekudom. And the climax of that is the Mizbeach HaKtoris. Mizbeach HaKtoris is the Reach. And the Reach is the pure Hanah. The Reach is the pure Ruchnis. The Reach is something where you only tracht in the Neshama. It's only the Neshama. There's no Hanah for the Guf. It's not possible in Hanah, in Reach, kilu, to have a Shlel Shmadik HaKavana, because there's no Hanah as a Guf. It's only Hanah as a Neshama. Hanah as a Neshama, in other words, without Guf. Hanah as a Neshama without Guf. That's the Ketoros of Menorah, Shemen Zay Zoch, at the beginning of the parasha. Only the Chav Zayin Oisi is pure, only the pure without any mixing in things. That's the beginning of the parasha. The end of the parasha is the Ketoros, only the Neshama, no and Ruchnis. Only have the spiritual Kavanas, Bilti Lashem Levadai. So therefore, it's very important to have a good Reach. The Reach of Ketoros was the Reach. That's why we discussed before already that Tomo, you know, the first time it says Ketoros is when Tomo gave birth. That's right. We discussed it. No, Tomo gave birth. Targum Unklus is over there. Vayiktar by the children, by Zerach and Ting Peretz and the children. Tomo, it says, why is she called Tomo? Because Ma Tomo ain't the Lev Echot. Tomo is very very tall, so and has no branches that blow down. Chazal Dash, and she was called Tomo because Shem Shemayim Niskafa. So even when she was doing Azar Masa, the Masa, the Ke'ilu comes full of Hano. It's a Masa that comes Kulei Hano Gufni. The Shem Shemayim is Kavna. Toma Nofeshtan Einzach. And that is the Shem Shemayim. So Toma was a Reachtika. She only had a Hanos on the Shomer. There's no Hanos on Guf in the Masa she did with Yehuda. So Meila, she gave birth to Mashiach. And by Mashiach it says, Vehirecha Beyiris Hashem. He's going to judge people. Chush Areach says that by Hirecha b'Yiras Hashem. So that's the built of Hashem. So Nochosh says v'Yisim Kilakim. He tried to introduce him. When you do something, Chosh gets something, a feedback, whatever you call it, get something out of it. V'Yisim Kilakim, and it says the only Chush that wasn't Nifkan, the Bnei Sfascha brings down a Purim. The only Chush that wasn't Nifkan from the Chetel Eitzadas was the Chush Areach. So the Chush Areach is the only thing which wasn't Nifkan. Why? Because the Chush Areach, there's no other thing. It's a Nosa Neshama. It's a Nosa Neshama. There's no other. You can't have another thing because a goof is not Nenev Chalaf. It's only it's Kula Kol Kula Nosa Neshama. So that was the Chet wasn't Nifkan. So the whole story of Purim came about Esther, somebody, Achashverosh, somebody only thinks of himself. But Haro is Kvoid Oishel Achusei Nozich. Haman, Nazir, everybody has to bow down to him. They're cooling themselves. There's no Shaykh is the Bilti Lashem Avadai. Mordechai and Esther both have names of smell. Mordechai is Mar and Achia, which is the Ketoros, the first one, the Ketoros. The Ketoros is Anos and Hashem, and Esther is Hadassa, which both correspond to Ereach, because their whole vote was they were Bilti Lashem Avadai. Where do you see this? They're Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh is Bilti Lashem Avadai. Again, Mordechai had all the Cheshboinus to make. You can't be Mesak in the whole Klal Yisrael. Herod's got Cheshboinus. Esther said, I can't go into Achashverosh. It's an Avera. I can't. No, don't make cheshbonis. Don't make cheshbonis for yourself. Bilti Lashem Levadai. The whole Purim is the emotion, is the Ava that we have only for the Amarucha. And that's the Mechis Amalek. Amalek is only about picking themselves up. Amalek and Matri Yerim is the Chivu of that, is the Bechina Bilti Lashem Levadai. That's why Ador is connected to Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik had all the reason to be angry with his brothers. Again, all Cheshbonis. And what does he say to the brothers? No, Yosef Tzadik, Shim Shemayim Shogav Piv. They did so, all this they did to him. He thinks of himself as a meichat Yosef, hakeret. He gave them his mashpia to them, and everything else with Tzadik is also such a musik, of bilti l'ashem levade. So Yosef Tzadik was going down to Mitzrayim, and the Rebbein Shlomo was mechazekim with the reach toiv, There was a nest, and they were carrying a reach toiv. So what's the whole thing? What is he going down the reach? Is in a shom anenes man? Shom anenes. You're going down to Mitzrayim to a gufnis, to a place. I'm zechitin with them, with a shom anenes man. So Yosef Tzadik doesn't think of anything. It has no motives. Yosef Tzadik has no motives. He didn't make himself. He became king. He didn't change bechlal. The Yosef hoya b'Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, who Yosef? The same Yosef as Royas Tzainov. The same Yosef. Nothing changed. Why? Because the bilti l'shem levade, you get more covered. You become a king from rags to riches. Nothing changes. It's a zach. It's a purity. It's a bilti l'shem levade. It's a ruchnis. Yosef Tzadik went down to Mitzrayim with a ruchnis to go with hanas areach. Hanas areach. He remained a shomadik and ruchnis to go. That's the climb. That's the lidishmi. That's the tachlis of the whole mishkan. So after truma and after tetzave, if a yid comes into me, what's he left with? He's left with hanas areach. And that's the Ktoiris, and that comes from Toma, and that comes from all the Ein Lano El Leiv Leivechod Lavinu Shul Hashamayim. That's why it's the parish of the Tzadik Emes. Parish of the Tzadik Emes, the parish of the Emesir's Nefesh, the parish of Yisi Klas, Yisi So Kla, the Bechina of Bilti L'Hashem Levadei. See the hadlaka of the Nair was be'erev. The hadlaka of the Nair was be'erev, and the Ketores also was ben Abayim. Those were the two things that those they did. Even though you did it in the morning, we did it also in ben Abayim, the Nair and the Ketores. According to that, it's Marinti. Boike corresponds to Behirus. Erev is Meloshim Taruvus. Taruvus means there's a gemishach. It's already a mixture. There's a Taruvus already. Taruvus means there's more. It's not rain. It's not pure. It's Erev, it's Taruvus. Hadlokas Haneiros, the Shem Zayzoch, had to be Matayah, the Taruvus of the Eitzadas, we said, was thinking about other things as well. It's called Eitzadas, Toivira is a Taruvus. And the Hepach is not to have rain, to have a Tavzach, that's the Menorah, the Shem Zayzoch, which is the Madlik Bein Abayim towards the Erev, and also the Ktoiros, because these are the two things that bring the Hamshacha into the Taruvus to be Mesakin, to be Mevara, the Taruvus that all should remain. On one hand is Shem Zayzoch, and the other hand is in Hanas and Hashoma. And she'ena gufnenes mena. There's no hanasa guf whatsoever. And then what remains is the bilti l'ashem levade. The whole Purim is Torah. Torah shebal peh is the ikin asoyin of learning shlo lishma. Person putting himself in. And the Tzadik says ki mesoris Hashem cheftzo is Torah shebiksav. So rasoy yehege yom alayla. Torah shebal peh. So Torah shebal peh becomes your Torah. It's very hard, but it's your Torah. It's very hard. How can you have a bilti l'ashem levadai? It's the your Torah. So that's when Purim and Kimim and Kimbla Yehudim. It's the story of Purim. Malchan Esther was when they were the Mavara to go away from Achashverosh and Haman, the Havdil. To go away from them, that they only think of themselves, and to be Malchan Esther, to be Hanos Areach, which is bilti l'ashem levadai. And when they get to such a level of bilti l'ashem levadai, then they were makabel the Torah Shabbal Peh. Then they were makabel, even when they're learning a Torah that's called the Torah. So nevertheless, they'll still learn the Torah. Kol kula the Shema, kol kula bilti l'ashem levadai. It's the importance of learning Torah, learning Torah Shabbal Peh, and Shema.